You may have heard of Queen Brown. Her son was killed 2 years ago. She's pushed for an end to youth violence ever since. In speeches and on the radio, Queen talks about the wrenching experience of losing her son. But the fallout of his death affects her in ways she never expected. Under the Sun's Kenny Malone has the story.
A steady drizzle falls in Dade Memorial Park. A woman kneels at her son's grave, a simple marble slab with a bronze plaque. Etched into the plaque is the helmet from her son's high school football team.
He was on the Vikings football team with Miami Norland. Up in the right-hand corner is his football helmet. He was number 58.
The woman's name is Queen Brown. Her 24-year-old son, Everton, was a football star. 2 years ago, he was killed in a drive-by shooting. Everton's death transformed Queen. She's become one of Miami's most powerful voices for ending youth violence. His death fuels her speeches, drives her outreach, inspires her to fight on. Queen visits her son's grave once a week.
I didn't see my son after he was shot. And that was one of the biggest regrets. Sometimes you ride and you see a roadkill, and I figure my son died like a roadkill. He died on the streets like a lot of our children. These are children. They're not dying at home. They're not dying in a bed. They're dying on the streets like animals.
Queen has told the story of Everton's death and its aftermath to grieving parents, at community rallies, on CNN. What she doesn't share is that for months after the murder, she blamed her sister, Tina, for Everton's death. While she pleaded publicly for an end to youth violence, she saw its cause in her own family.
It's certain things about this whole event that really just tears me apart, and I think it will always tear me apart for the rest of my life.
Queen Brown lives in Miami Gardens, a city in northwest Miami-Dade. FBI crime statistics rank Miami Gardens as the 13th most dangerous city in the nation. Queen raised 4 kids here as a single mother. She fought her way off food stamps by getting a job as a Miami-Dade parking attendant. She put her 3 oldest kids through college. But Queen struggled with Everton, her youngest. By age 22, he'd been arrested 4 times. In 2001, he pled guilty to attempted armed robbery and was given 3 years probation. Everton's best hope was football. He won a scholarship to be a linebacker at Florida A&M in Tallahassee. Then, during his sophomore year, Everton got his longtime girlfriend pregnant. He dropped out of school and moved back to Miami Gardens to be closer to his girlfriend and their daughter. Queen was devastated. She had worked 2 decades to get Everton out of the slums. Now, he was coming back.
I begged him to stay in school. I told him, you need an education to get a job. You can't get a decent paying job without your education. I went through that whole spill. It didn't work.
Everton worked nights driving dump trucks. Before his shift on October 26, 2006, Everton went for a drive with his cousin Josh, Tina's son. A few hours passed and the boys didn't come home. They weren't answering their cell phones. Queen and her sister Tina got worried. They drove around the neighborhood in search of their sons. The radio was on.
And there was some special news break that there was a car had been shot. And when they said a white Ford, 2 people in a car, 1 shot fatally, my sister immediately began to scream.
The sisters sped to the intersection of North Miami Avenue and 156th Street. The crime scene had already been cleared. They called the police station and the hospital, but couldn't find out which son was killed. So the sisters went home and waited.
We sat there for hours, all of us, the entire family, and we did not know whose child it was. They would come to me, and they'd be like, oh, I hope it's not Everton. Then they go to her, and oh, I hope it's not Joshua. And it had to be one of our sons.